Music of Larry Rezavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We're coming up on 10 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. We have a temperature reading of 1 below 0 here in central Minnesota. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2. 107.7 on your FM dial and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're now at 9 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line and bring him in. Say good morning to Mr. George Palma this morning. George, how are you doing?
Wonderful. Good afternoon to well, it's not afternoon yet. It's still morning.
So. Yeah, we got 9 minutes yet, so good. And you're doing good down there, George?
Oh, wonderful.
Good, yeah.
Staying in the house. Kind of snowed in here.
Yeah, and cold too. 1 below 0 here. I'm sure you guys are right around that zero mark, or close, huh?
Well, I don't know. I haven't. I've been outside. I had a cigar, but I mean, I wasn't out there that long.
Oh, okay. Where is home for you, George? For the listeners listening in, where do you make home these days?
Brownton, Minnesota.
Brownton.
About 13 miles south of Hutchinson.
Sure. And been there all your life, or where were you born and raised?
I was born and raised on a farm by Vesely, Minnesota. It's between New Prague and Lonsdale.
Okay. Very good. And
for 20 some years already. Hard to believe.
Yeah. So you grew up in the area, went to school there in that same area?
I went to school in Vesely, and then they consolidated with Newmarket and Lonsdale, and then 2 years in Lonsdale, and then high school in New Prague, and 2 years of vocational in Mankato.
Okay, very good. Well, and you became a very good concertina player, but where did this all begin? How did you get started with a concertina? That's not a typical school instrument.
Well, it's kind of a long story side, but I was looking for a 69 Dodge Super B one time. I piled mine up in a tree, and I'd come home. I was working in Lonsdale, and I'd come home, and I'd look through the New Prague Times, and I saw one in there, and I thought I knew all the cars around the area, so I was trying to match up the phone number, and I ran across JBM Sound Productions. And, then I gave him a call, and Bev, his wife, said he wasn't giving lessons till after, like in November after he got done farming. So, this was like in June or July I called, and then I forgot all about it. And here I get a phone call in the fall if I was still interested in lessons. And I thought, well, what, I'd give it a try, and that's where it started.
My goodness. So you took lessons from Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, good, good.
Well, I had a few influences. You know, my neighbor Billy Bartushek played. And,
oh, that's right. You
know, and Roman Rizak, you know, he was a neighbor.
And, uh-huh.
Oh, God, there's too many. Larry Novotny and Alvin Klein and, there was just a bunch of them. You know, I might be forgetting some, you know.
Sure. But that's where it all began, huh?
Yep, yep.
So what was your first concertina?
A Paddock.
It was a Paddock. You get it from Jerry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, then... Then I had a couple of other Paddocks down the road, and a couple I bought from Ambrose Cadet.
Okay.
And I bought a Pearl Queen from Christie.
Okay.
And that's probably one of my favorites. And you know, I've got a Supreme that I got from Josh.
Uh huh.
That I play all the time. So.
Very good, and you are actively playing quite a bit yet these days, huh?
Sometimes it gets to be too much, but I guess I like it. So, yeah, I guess I'm just going to stick with it.
Sure. Well, as long as you can get the musicians around you, then it still seems to work.
Yeah.
Who do you have playing with you these days, George?
Well, I don't know if you heard, Cy, but Dolores had a stroke in July. July 22nd, actually.
Okay.
I met with them about a week later, and maybe it was even 2 weeks later, and Clarence didn't want to play without Dolores and stuff, so then I got Nancy playing again, and then I get Gus Makovsky, and then I got Ripke playing. That is Larry Ripke's nephew, I think.
Okay.
A cousin. I think it's more of a nephew.
Okay.
Anyway, that's what we're at. And then, well, then Clarence had a farm accident November 4th and passed away. So that really, I still can't believe it now, but.
Oh, my.
That hurt.
Yeah, Clarence and Dolores now. Who are they? I guess I didn't know about them.
Well, they played with me for about 6 years. Him and his wife had the Silver Memories Band.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And they only lived about a mile and a quarter, maybe 2 miles from my house. And
oh, my.
The farm where I grew up. So, they were, I'd say 6 years or so they were with me. And
uh-huh.
They were a real nice couple to have. I mean, the second we went on break, one went one way and the other one went the other way, and they were visiting.
Uh-huh. What did they play? How'd they fit in with the band?
Clarence played trumpet.
Okay.
And Dolores played keyboard.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then they were both Czech, so they could sing Czech with me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Very good.
So they are. I'm trying to get Richard to sing some Czech, but trying to get a German to sing Czech.
Yeah. Oh, I can imagine. Oh, golly. Well, that's kind of bittersweet. I mean, that's sad to hear that Clarence passed away. How old was he?
86.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And those darn farm accidents. You hear of it every now and then, so.
Well, he died. What he loved doing was cutting wood. He was,
okay.
He was in a man lift. He was trimming some tree branches.
Okay. Okay.
And, the batteries must have went dead in the thing, and he couldn't get out of the bucket, so he tried climbing down the tree, and that was
not good. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. And through the years, you've had some musicians come and go through the bands. I remember when I first met you, you had Neil Bonsack and Ray Valick playing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
they're both gone, too.
Yeah, they're both gone?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
We played for Ray's 100th birthday.
Yeah.
And he didn't make it to 101, and then I had to play for him in church.
Okay.
But, one time we played at the Jordan Country Club, and I didn't put two and two together, but Ray was playing, and we were playing for his daughter's 50th wedding anniversary.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
How many people can say they do that?
But yeah. He drummed for his daughter's 50th wedding anniversary. Yeah. My goodness, that's pretty awesome.
And he drummed for 74 years.
74 years. My goodness. And he did some vocals on your recordings on the early ones.
Oh, yeah. On ours, and then some on Gordy Prohaska.
Right.
And then he also played with they were out of Owatonna, I think, the Bohemian Brothers, or I think it's Bohemian Brothers.
Okay.
I think he drummed with them, and then he sat in with numerous bands.
Sure.
I can't even remember them all, but he was a nice storyteller.
Yep, I can believe that.
Always,
looking at his picture on the CD cover, they have such a nice appearance, those guys, and you just can't turn back the clock, but boy, you'd like to sometimes, because those were some pretty good years when they were on the band.
Yeah, Ray was with me for almost 30 years, I think.
Really? Wow. Okay. Well, George, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Going to read the ad for the St. Joe Meat Market, our sponsor, and then we'll come back to you if that's all right. All righty. So the St. Joe Meat Market here for you during this busy holiday season. Our message today is a wish for a safe and happy holiday season for each and every one of you. We hope that all of you enjoy peace and joy with family and friends. Remember, moderation with food and beverages. For your information, holiday hours at the St. Joe Meat Market are as follows for this week: Monday, tomorrow, December 19th, through Friday, the 23rd, will be open at 6 a.m. until 6 p.m. On Saturday, Christmas Eve Day, St. Joe Meat Market is open from 6 a.m. till 3 p.m. Be closed on Sunday, Christmas Day, then opening again on Monday after Christmas through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And yes, open on New Year's Eve Day, open 6 a.m. till 5 p.m. and then closed on Sunday, New Year's Day. Once again, a wish for a very Merry Christmas and a safe and prosperous New Year in 2023 from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. George, for being our guest on the show, and you've been here before, we put up a nice meat package at the meat market, and along with Chasm, we mail that out to you and hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How has that been for you in the past?
Oh, we will always look forward to that.
Well, good, good.
Really don't know what's going to be in there until we open it up. But
always
never disappointed.
There you go. Yeah, and we've seen you at the meat market a number of times over the years. You travel up that I-94 corridor to Fergus Falls, Barnum area. Mm-hmm. And back before COVID, it was always on a Friday when you'd come through. We'd see you about 4 o'clock in the afternoon there, you and Gail and Nancy and the band, whoever was with you. And it was always nice to visit with you then.
Yeah, when we played at Fergus Falls, it was on a Friday.
Okay.
So we'd always stop there. But now when we go through there, it's usually Sunday morning, we go to Barnesville and play. We've been playing there about once a month.
Okay.
And stuff. But now, you know, everybody went south and west. So, our crowds are getting a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
But we always have nice crowds there, so.
Well, that's great. You bet. Well, we kind of jumped around there a little bit. I wanted to continue that. So you took lessons from Jerry, and so then you were just playing on your own, just playing a little bit by yourself, or did you tie on with some bands for a while, or how'd you get to the point of George's Concertina Band?
I guess I was probably playing for a couple years, at home practicing and stuff. Well, anyway, then I think it was about 2 years after that, my first job was a wedding in Belle Plaine. And then I got Ray and Neil to play, and Bobby Kale.
Oh, yeah.
Was drumming. Mm-hmm. Drumming that one time.
Okay.
Because Ray couldn't make it. So anyway, I guess that's kind of where it started from. And, then I was quite busy. And, now with, everybody is, it's down. We're not getting the crowds. You know, we're losing them. And stuff. So just have to keep playing as long as you can.
That's what you do. That's for sure. What does the schedule look like? Have you got a lot of work lined up at all through the winter months here now, or do you kind of hold down?
Well, some of the dates, December 22nd, we're at the Rochester VFW.
Okay.
I think that's on a Thursday. We play there two, three times a year just to dance at the VFW. And then January 8th, we're at the Channel Inn. We got a private party on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
But the Channel Inn, we're at Warsaw. That's by Faribault.
Okay.
January 8th, that's from 2 to 6. And then Saturday, the 14th, we're January 14th, we're on the Polka Spotlight Show. That's up in the city's CDX TV station, I think it is.
Okay, I've heard of that, yep.
Yeah, and then January 15th, we're at the Concordia Ballroom. That's in La Crosse.
Okay.
It's always a fun place to play. And the 18th, January 18th, we're at the Hastings at the Event Center for a cancer fundraiser. And then February 19th, I'd like to mention that. It's a Czech Mardi Gras held at the Montgomery Rustic Farmer. It's on Main Street. It's a real nice place. It's a Czech Mardi Gras. It's called the Musselpuss.
Okay.
And that's from 12 to 5. And then there's a couple polka fests that I'd like to mention.
Sure.
One is Arnie Ausleben's Polka Fest. That's coming up June 2nd. That's a Sunday we're playing with the Larry Olson Band.
Okay.
And then August 4th, we're playing for the Polka of A Dance. I think there's two other, Saturday and Sunday, two other bands play differently each day. We play on a Friday, and that's from 4 to 8.
Oh, yeah, and that's their annual Polka Fest. That's at the Playmore Ballroom in Glencoe?
Yep. Both of those are at the Playmore.
Sure. Very good. Very good. Well, that sounds like you've got something to look forward to yet. That's great.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. That COVID, that never did us any favor, it doesn't seem like.
Oh, heck no.
That sure kind of killed the polka music, the dancing and the listening and, Molly B and some of them, they did what they could with their YouTube and all of that to keep it going. But, boy, I'll tell you, we could have lived our whole life without that COVID business.
Yeah. We were really looking forward to Larry Olson's Polka Fest.
Yeah.
Scheduled to play for that. And that was with Clarence and Dolores yet. And they were really anxious to play it. And
sure.
Well, and it got postponed and then Larry canceled it. So we never did get to play them. But there was a couple fests that I think three or four that we had to cancel.
Yeah.
They canceled that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, George, when you pick up the concertina, what's the first tune that comes out of it? If you're not even thinking you just grab it. What's the tune that's most favorite, most likely to come out?
Probably Twilight in Bohemia.
You like that one, huh? That's a pretty number.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
There you go. You bet.
And our Hangover Waltz.
And the Hangover Waltz. Okay. So now, did you learn by notes or did you play by ear when you learned?
Notes.
By notes. Do you still play by notes or do you play enough that you can gaze off and not follow the music?
It's really funny, Si. You can play some of them tunes 1,000 times and I cannot remember them, and then you grab one tune and you play it a couple times and you've got it memorized. I don't know what it is. Sometimes I have the sheet music there, and if I need to look at it, I can look at it.
Well, I always kind of pick on one of our buddies there, Carl Hartwig. I just say that it's just wrong. I've seen Carl so many times playing, and he's talking. His fingers are going like crazy, and he's visiting with the people. And I said, my goodness, if somebody pulls the music sheet away from me, I'm done. I don't know what my fingers just don't know what to do.
Did you ever see Josh Isert play?
I have not, no.
Go on YouTube and the theme from the Long Ranger show, I forget what the heck it's called.
Okay.
You will not believe that kid.
Really?
He's playing both sides of the box as fast as, you can't imagine. I I look at that and I just can't figure out how to do that.
Yeah, some of those guys will make us want to put hours away and not look at them again, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he plays Stars and Stripes Forever. I mean, I can't believe that.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yeah, some of the guys, you know, and you talk about that. There's a group of them, Brian Brigham, Gary Brigham, Carl, you know, Josh that you're mentioning. These guys are so talented, and they put in so many runs and but then again, you go back to the old guys, and Jerry Schuft and Elmer Scheid, if you care to mention any other ones, Johnny Gogg, boy, they were so good too, weren't they?
You bet you. You know, sometimes when you put too much stuff in there, it takes away from the tune.
Yeah, yep, you're right, yep.
You know, some guys have a real nice way of putting fill in, and Jerry Schuft was good for that.
Yes, he was.
Real tasteful it was.
Did you get to hang around with Jerry a little bit over the years?
Well, yeah.
You did.
We used to go ice fishing.
Oh, you did, okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, good. Well, we're getting to that part of the program, George. It's almost over. I usually ask you for a good memory or, an event or anything that stands out in your mind that you'd like to share with the listeners, good, bad, or otherwise, and see what you got for us today.
Oh, boy. Dolores, we were playing at my son's Oktoberfest party, and some gal brought over pudding shots.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, Dolores really liked them, and after about the fourth or fifth one, she was really squirrely, and she couldn't pronounce Everclear, so she called it Everglade.
Everglade.
So we used to pick on her about that. But, I mean, that's one of them. There was many.
Oh, yeah.
That's just one that kind of stands out.
Yeah, yes. Oh, that's awesome. And so these days, whenever you can get them, you've got Gail on drums then?
Yep.
Gail Sheik. And Nancy's
Nancy
quite often on keyboard.
And then I get Gus Makovsky.
Yep, I know Gus. Good tuba player.
Son, yep, or my son Billy. And then Richard Repke.
Oh, okay.
With us now, so.
Sure. Well, that's good. Well, if the folks are ever traveling down in your area, I'm sure they'd be anxious to see who you've got on stage and look for you at the Playmore or one of those events.
Yeah.
That would be great.
We'll be at Jackpot Junction, I think, April 5th.
April 5th, okay.
Yeah, that's we get a pretty nice crowd there, and they like us there. So
yeah, and now how does that work at the casino there? Do they charge for that to get in? Or
No.
That's a free dance. And then I suppose they figure that people are going to play and spend some money that way, so.
Oh, they get their money, don't worry.
Oh. They always do, yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great. And April 5th, you said Jackpot Junction, huh?
Yep.
Well, good. Folks can mark that down. Well, very good, George. Well, our time is about run out. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play once again. And like I told you the previous times, good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road. We'll do it again sometime. How is that?
Yeah, you're wonderful. And I'd like to wish all the listeners a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and look forward to seeing some of them.
Well, that is very good. And, I forgot to load my theme here again, so I'm going to let you ramble for just 2 seconds here while I enter that song.
Okay. Sounds good.
You bet. So, what do you got planned for today, George? Anything?
Twilight in Bohemia.
All right. There you go. All righty. Well, I've got it ready to go. So, again, we want to thank you for joining us and look forward to visiting with you down the road. I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment.
Okay, sorry.
Alrighty, and there he goes, George Palma, our 444th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program on KASM. Don't go away, we've got music coming up by George Palma, George's Concertina Band, in just a moment. We'll be right back. Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there. Wrapping up our 444th edition of our Musicians Come and Play. Great concertina player there, George Palma, out of that Brownton, Montgomery area. And, fun guy to talk to. George Palma, George's Concertina Band. Well, George mentioned that his favorite song, the one that he usually plays first when he picks up a concertina, it's one called Twilight in Bohemia. Here it is for you.
Thank you.
One called Twilight in Bohemia, George's Concertina Band, George Palma, out of that Montgomery, Broughton area, doing a fantastic job on the Twilight in Bohemia. Right now it's polka time. George's Concertina Band, one called Tony's Polka. Concertina Band, one called Tony's Polka. 23 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. We're at 0 degrees here in central Minnesota. Here's one by George's Concertina Band, You're Something Special to Me. I believe this is off their latest recording, and that's the name of the CD, You're Something Special to Me. Thank you.
was happy I found you, wrapped in the arms of love, is where I'll be for all the world to see. You're something special to me. It's all such a mystery. You're something special to me.
Pretty number there by George's Concertina Band. That's one called You're Something Special to Me. Right now it's Old Time Polka Time with the Rainbow Valley Polka. And that was George's Concertina Band with one called the Rainbow Valley Polka. Here's an Icelander tune, one called the Premium Landler. Thank you. George's Concertina Band. Boy, nice number there. One called the Premium Landler. 29 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we are at 0 degrees here in central Minnesota in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours. Jeannie Bonfig and the gang over at Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And yes, Jeannie texted me information for today. Everyone at Jeannie B's Tours sends holiday greetings and a heartfelt thank you to the touring friends who've traveled with Jeannie B's throughout the past year. Plans are well underway for many 2023 Jeannie B's adventures. You will be able to see Alaska, the Canadian Rockies, Glacier Park, Nashville and Branson, maybe the Mississippi River Cruise or Westward Ho. Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks are on your list. Medora might be calling you, or the Great Smoky Mountains. The Colors of New England Rails and Trails, October 4th, is an awesome fall experience. Jeannie B wants to remind everyone that tours are filling fast for 2023. So you want to make that call, you know, right away. 320-345-1585. That's the number to get a hold of Jeannie and visit about your plans for the upcoming year's travels. It's so easy to let Jeannie B's Tours plan your next outing. Call today and find out what to see in 23. You bet. So that's Jeannie B's Tours. And boy, outstanding lineup again for next year. They've had some outstanding trips and tours this year. We were part of the Ark Encounter Tour. That was back in April that we went there. And just lots and lots of good memories. And last year we traveled with Jeannie B to Medora, and I'd highly recommend that trip. So give Jeannie B a call. Again, that phone number one more time, 320-345-1581. You know, you just hop on the bus and let the driving to them. And Jeannie has great coaches there. It's so relaxing to ride. They drop you off at the front door, and you never have to worry about parking or an itinerary. Jeannie's got it all lined up for you, so you'll want to take one of those trips in. Again, give her a call, and she'll walk you right through it. It's so easy. Jeannie B's Tours, proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 27 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 1 degree above zero here in central Minnesota. Coming up at 1 o'clock, our church services from Our Savior's Lutheran Church here in Albany. In the meantime, it's old-time polka time with George's Concertina Band. It's one called the Round and Round Polka. Thank you. Georgia's Concertina Band, one called the Round and Round Polka. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet. Going to do that with a nice old-time waltz. A lot of bands have recorded this number. A lot of bands used it for their theme song. It's one called the Midnight Waltz, Georgia's Concertina Band. Georgia's Concertina Band, one called the Midnight Waltz, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet here on KASM. We're coming up on 20 minutes before the hour 1 o'clock, temperature reading of 1 degree above zero here in central Minnesota.